The latest astronomy news for June 2007 is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
In the news this month, new class of supernova discovered, evidence that Mercury has a molten core, and a fossil star discovered in the Milky Way. Supernovae in other galaxies are a regular occurrence, with a few hundred usually being reported each year. One supernova discovered in September 2006 has proved to be rather unusual. Spotted in a galaxy known as NGC 1260 at a distance of 260 million light-years in the constellation of Cetus, SN2006GY peaked at an apparent magnitude of 14.8. At that distance, the apparent brightness of this explosion means that it must have been about 100 times more energetic than typical supernovae explosions, and makes it the brightest supernova event ever detected. Subsequent X-ray observations made with the Chandra satellite have ruled out some mechanisms for the cause of the explosion, leading astronomers to conclude that this is a new type of supernova. Normal supernovae occur when massive stars use up their fuel and their cores collapse under gravity, leaving behind a dense neutron star at the centre of an expanding nebula caused by the explosion. In the case of 2006 GY, however, the mechanism is thought to be somewhat different. In the case of very massive stars, under certain conditions, so many high-energy gamma rays are produced in the core that some of them are converted into particle-antiparticle pairs. The resulting drop in the amount of radiation causes the star to begin collapsing under its own gravity. This leads to a runaway thermonuclear reaction, leading to an explosion which rips the star apart and sends the remains flying out into space. It is thought that the current mass loss from Eta Carinae, a massive star within our own galaxy, is similar to that which took place before the explosion of the star which became 2006 GY. Should Eta Carinae explode sometime soon, it will become one of the most spectacular natural light shows for a long time. Researchers using three of the largest radio telescopes on Earth have measured tiny wobbles in the orbit of Mercury and found the strongest evidence yet that it has a molten core. The debate over the nature of the interior of Mercury has been ongoing since the Mariner 10 spacecraft visited the closest planet to the Sun in the mid-1970s. Mercury, in common with the other rocky planets, is thought to consist of a silicate mantle surrounding an iron core, which would have been molten in the past when the planet was younger and hotter. Since smaller planets cool faster than larger ones, it was thought that Mercury was too small to currently have a molten core. But what Mariner 10 found was that Mercury had a weak magnetic field, a characteristic of the existence of a molten core. The team, which includes researchers from Cornell University and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, used the 70-metre antenna at Goldstone in California, the 305-metre Arecibo telescope in Puerto Rico, and the 100-metre Greenbank telescope in West Virginia, to measure the spin of Mercury for evidence of a liquid core. The technique involved sending a powerful radar signal to Mercury, and using the telescopes to detect the signal's echo coming back from the planet's surface. Accurate measurements of the speckle pattern detected by the telescopes allowed the astronomers to calculate the spin rate of Mercury accurate to one part in 100,000, and look for the wobbles in the orbit known as librations. These librations are caused by the Sun's gravity exerting torques on the slightly asymmetrical shape of the planet. The results from the 21 individual measurements show that the librations are about twice as big as those that would be expected from a completely solid planet, but are consistent with a planet having a molten core. For such a small planet to still have a molten core, it is likely that the core material contains significant amounts of lighter elements, such as sulfur, which lower the melting point and so allow it to remain molten for longer as the planet slowly cools. Astronomers using the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope in Chile have found a star which is almost as old as the universe. Measuring the age of a star is tricky, but the technique used is similar to the carbon dating process used on Earth by archaeologists to date historical artifacts. This method of carbon dating can be used to measure ages of up to a few tens of thousands of years. But stars are much older than this, so instead of measuring the amount of carbon-14, stars are dated by measuring the abundance of radioactive elements such as thorium or uranium. This requires very sensitive observations, so large telescopes, like the 8.2-metre telescopes of the VLT, are required. To accurately measure the age of a star, the right choice of radioactive element is vital. If an isotope decays too quickly, then there will be none left to measure. If it decays too slowly, then an accurate age becomes hard to determine. One of the VLT telescopes, together with a spectrometer working in the ultraviolet part of the spectrum where signatures of uranium can be found, the age of a star known as HE 1523-0901 was determined. Using the abundance of uranium, together with those of europium, osmium and iridium, the group found that this star is 13.2 billion years old. This makes the star almost as old as the universe, estimated to be 13.7 billion years old, and shows that it formed very early on in the history of our galaxy. And finally, a transient object seen in the galaxy M85 is possibly the first observation of a new class of stellar explosion. The object was unusual because it was too faint to be a supernova, but too bright to be an ordinary nova, very red in colour, and expanded much slower than either novae, supernovae or gamma ray bursts. It was detected during the Lick Observatory supernova search, and followed up using the Palomar, Hale and Keck telescopes. The team who led the follow-up, led by Srinivas Kulkarni at the California Institute of Technology, suggests that the event was caused by the merger of two ordinary stars in a process known as common envelope evolution, and have named the class of objects luminous red novae.